You're back with Rocket Right Radio. I'm Dr. Kay Solar in the house with Hurricane Betsy Barnes, and our medical segment is brought to you each week by Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center.
When you or someone you love is diagnosed with cancer, it can be all-encompassing, and every cancer experience is different. The staff and physicians at Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center will surround you with highly individualized resources and care to meet your every need and preference. Visit marybirdlake.org to learn more.
And in today's segment, we are talking with John A. Benjamin, who is the Director of Early Detection and Education at Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center. Welcome, John A.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here with you.
Well, we are so glad to have you back with us. I know we have chatted before, but I'm really curious to know, what has been the status of cancer screenings in the community during the pandemic? Because we've had a lot of, you know, cancer screening months that were observed during this time, colon cancer screening being for one. And I don't think anyone had anything on their minds but COVID-19, plus everything was shut down. So what say you about the status?
So just like people across our community and across the country, for the safety of our staff and most importantly our participants, we had to pause our screening program. And then, of course, following local and state guidelines, we weren't able to be out in the community the way that we like to and that everyone is so accustomed to. But we're excited now that we have the opportunity to come back into the communities that we love and begin offering our services again.
Right. So you're bringing back that prevention on the go program. Is that correct? Because, you know, the offices are opening up safely, but you're going to be able to go out and do some of these screenings as you have done in the past. Is that correct with the new phase openings?
Yes, that's right. I mean, we are ready, like we've always done, we're ready to go into those communities. So we are ready to bring prevention back into the community using our mobile medical clinics that everyone has become so familiar with. And we're so appreciative of the reception to us being back out in the community.
I think that that's awesome because, you know, so many people, I mean, they've been used to y'all coming to them and in their locations. Let's talk a little bit about why early detection in the form of screenings is so important when it comes to cancer. And we've had a couple of months now where that has not been happening as it has in the past. Let's talk about that importance so that folks get back in there and take advantage of what y'all are bringing to them at this point.
Of course, for years I've always said, you know, early detection saves lives, and it sounds so cliche some of the time, but it's really true. The best defense we have against a cancer diagnosis is to find it early when we can implement all the great technology that we have and, you know, put all the things that we've learned to work. But we have the best chance of doing that when we find those cancers early. And one of the ways that we do that is early detection. When you feel great, you're not having any symptoms, and you go in for that routine screening, that gives us that opportunity. But we know with everything going on, and understandably, a lot of people, upwards of 80 to 90% of people, canceled those appointments or they were canceled because offices were closed. And so now we just want to encourage people to make those calls, reschedule those appointments, or give us a call and get on our schedule.
Right. I saw your statistics showing that breast and cervical cancer screenings fell by like 94% in March compared to 27 to 2019 averages, and colon cancer screenings, which March was colon cancer screening month, and a lot of people, they think about going in at that time to get it because it's so much in the news, dropped by 86%. So it's not that those cancers went away, it's that people didn't get the screenings. And I'm looking to see what those numbers as far as diagnoses, the diagnoses may go up in the next few months only because we had months where we missed out on being able to detect those because of the early screenings. So let's talk about also what are the precautions being taken at these community cancer screenings, because people are still kind of a little leery because of everything that's gone on about getting out, and is it safe to get out and do their screenings? And we've got to make them feel comfortable to do that so we aren't behind the eight ball and they're not behind the eight ball in their health.
Absolutely. And so staying safe, and, you know, that's why we paused our screening, because safety is important. And we wanted to make sure that we gave everybody the opportunity to adjust to what seems like is becoming our new normal. And safety is still important to us. And so our cleaning and disinfecting processes are going to be increased. We are doing things such as extending the time between appointments so that people have that social distancing that we know is so important. Our participants will be required to wear a face mask, as will our staff. We'll reduce the number of people that are on board, so you'll have a more individualized experience than what you've already come to know with us. We're also doing things like on-site paperwork will be cut back. So some of those papers that you're used to filling out with us, we'll do all of that beforehand. So when you come to us, we'll text you. You'll let us know you're there. We will text you to say that we're ready. You'll come right on board, get your screening, and move through that process quickly, but knowing that we have cleaned, we have disinfected, and that we're doing everything we can to keep you safe while also giving you the benefit of early detection, which we know saves lives.
Absolutely. I do like the fact, you know, there's, you know, some things are very positive coming out of that. And one of those things I think is the reduced time that people are sitting at the offices filling out paperwork because someone is calling. They're taking all of that in. And so when the person gets there, they are coming right on in for their visits and screening. So I think that that's a good, positive, long-lasting thing that we can continue to do because everyone hates that wait.
Absolutely.
So now, if an abnormality is found during a screening, especially when you're going out on the site, what is the process in place to help guide those patients?
So one of the major tenets of our program has always been patient navigation, that it is not okay with us for us to just tell you that something is wrong and not do anything about it. And so that is a cornerstone of our program that will continue. If you come to a screening with us and we identify something that we think needs further evaluation, our patient navigator is on site at the screening, will help you schedule that follow-up, and is going to stay in contact with you until it's resolved, whether it be that there was nothing found or if we need to get you into a treatment situation. That navigator is there to make sure you don't have to go through that process alone, and that hasn't changed. Even helping you navigate some of the new aspects of getting into the healthcare system, she can help you with that as well. So we want people to know that if you come to a screening with us, we're not just there with you in the beginning, but we're going to walk you through that process.
Absolutely. And that's so great because it's taking that next step and getting in there that some folks, you know, don't do or they feel overwhelmed. And to have someone there to help guide them through that is really great. can you tell us about where are some of the locations that y'all are going to be taking the on-to-go prevention to?
So we'll be coming back into the community in places that people are familiar with us being. And so what we want them to do, because of the way that we're spacing appointments now, is to give us a call and let us talk to them about where we're going to be and what the best site may be for them. So we're encouraging people to either visit us online or really give us a call at 225-215-1234 so we can tell them where we're going to be and what fits with their schedule and what their needs are.
And also in the past, you've been at a lot of different festivals and different places where people gather.
Yeah, health fairs, and which aren't happening right now.
So hopefully in July and August, those might start back up again. Is that kind of what you're hearing?
So right now we're working on what is happening and really keeping our ear to the ground as far as what events are people starting to have. And going back to that safety thing, where can we be safely that gives people the opportunity to take advantage of early detection opportunities, but then to also maintain their health in other ways? And so we are looking forward to the summer and the fall and being able to really serve people again in the way that they're accustomed to with those new normals in place.
Great. And so tell us the website. If someone's listening and, you know, it's not going to be, this has got to be planned out. So it's not necessarily going to be walk-ups. Yeah, because of the social distancing, because of new protocols in place, they would be encouraged to call and set up that appointment. Is that correct, John A.?
Absolutely. That is one of the things that may be a little different for some people, that all of our screenings now are going to be by appointment for their safety and for the safety of the staff. And so they can always go to marybirdlake.org or give us a call. We have people here who can have that conversation with them. So either marybirdlake.org or 215-1234.
Who can't remember? 215-1234. So if you have not had your screening, you're listening, then give them a call, and they are back out there and hoping that we can get everybody back on target on looking out for their own health as far as all of the important cancer screenings. Thank you so much for being with us, John A. We've been talking with John A. Benjamin, the Director of Early Detection and Education with Mary Bird Perkins, Our Lady of the Lake Cancer Center. We're so glad that y'all are going to be on the go again.
We are excited to be back out and look forward to seeing everyone.
And up next, we've got Will Wesley. So stay tuned for some great tunes.
That's right. We're going to be right back and share a little cake ball, coffee, and music.
More Rock and Write Radio is coming up right after this. Stay tuned.